normal family. There's Dad and Mom and, of course, Spunky Jr. The normal family. As normal a family as any family named normal. Today's episode, Nancy gets raped. But first, an announcement.
Due to copyright infringement on the letter N, the character named Nancy will be referred to throughout the following as Barbara.
So I said to him, Barbara, I said, what? Merge? Merge? Are you crazy? Merge? Are you insane? Merge? What the fuck do you want to merge for? Yep, that's what I said to him. I said that to him. How's that for quick thinking, Barbara?
Oh, Jim, you're always on your toes. Junior, don't eat your food.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, Jim, the ladies are holding their annual flower show today, and I have to enter something for the contest. I can't think of what.
How about a flower, Mom?
Don't be silly, Junior, and leave your food alone.
Sorry.
Well, I see where it says here that Senator Hayakawa fell asleep again yesterday.
Oh, dear, why can't that man just simply stay awake? It'd do this country a darn bit of good if he would, if you know what I mean.
Yep, show them commies once and for all that you can't spell America with three letters.
Yep.
Mom, can I take your vibrator to school for show and tell?
No, and for the last time, quit touching your food. How many times must I tell you to please let that perfectly good breakfast go to waste?
Damn it, Junior, are you crazy? Don't you hear your mother? Are you insane? Why the fuck don't you do things when she tells you to? Are you fucking insane or something, pig of this?
Jim, you frightened him.
Good. Send the creep to patch the roof. I'm sick of looking at him.
Junior, go on upstairs and finish undressing for school. Mommy will be up in a moment to comfort you. Jim, you really must work on your temper.
Barbara, we've got a son who's a wussy.
A what?
You heard me, a wussy.
James Normal, how could you say such a thing about our own son?
Quite simply, Barbara, by exhaling air through my voice box and manipulating it with my lips, tongue, teeth, hard palate, soft palate, jaw, and throat muscles into articulating for me speech patterns which transform my ideas into a direct line of communication approachable by yourself, indicating in this particular instance that, in my opinion, our son is a wussy. Case closed. Now, unless my watch is 15 hours off, it's time for you to turn Grandpa. I believe I did it last night. What in blazes was that?
Oh, no, I think Junior was getting into the nuclear weaponry again.
How many times have I... Junior, stop that! Are you crazy? Are you insane? Do you want us all to fucking die of radiation or something like that, huh? Or do you grow third eyes or extra tits or something, huh? Are you fucking nuts?
Milkman!
Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Dwayne.
Yellow, Mrs. Normal. Mr. Normal, I have your order.
Just leave it with my wife, Dwayne.
I'd rather leave it in your wife, sir.
Well, Barbara, I see here where it says some guy named Ernest Liebman died over 150 years ago. It's a damn dreadful shame, if you ask me.
Oh, Dwayne, I'm afraid I've got bad news all around. I won't be needing that extra sour cream I asked for, and I'm sorry, but we won't be able to make love together this morning.
Why not?
Oh, well, because my husband's still here, silly.
That's right, Dwayne!
What about the sour cream?
Well, we were planning this baked potato and sake party, but things fell through and our entire guest list vanished mysteriously in a Macy's elevator between third floor lingerie and fourth floor toys yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm afraid your story runs a little thin, Mrs. Normal, like weak soup. It just doesn't cut the cheese, and frankly, it's small potatoes compared to what a smart cookie and natural-born ham like you could dish up. I expected a really beefed-up story, a whopper with all the trimmings, a lie I could really sink my teeth into.
Oh, God, you're making me hungry.
It's obvious you're not telling the truth. I'm afraid I'm going to have to force myself and the sour cream upon you. Possibly even at the same time. Where are your chives?
No, stop it. Jim! Help!
Stop it!
Well, I... Barbara, I see here where it says that they slip in an extra date every week. It will restore all the holidays to their original given dates, as there would therefore already be an established three-day weekend. And it would add extra shopping time before Christmas. A splendid idea, if you ask me. One them Ruskies probably never thought of. I wonder if they even celebrate Christmas over there, though.
Jim, help!
Come on, Mrs. Normal. The hard part's over with. I've got my pants off.
Never!
Hey! Ouch! You stabbed me with a hairpin! Hey! Ow! Ow!
Oh, stop crying. It's only a small prick.
What do you mean? You've seen me with my underwear off before.
But not now. Jim, the milkman is trying to rape me!
What? Are you crazy? Raping my wife? Are you insane? Raping my wife in front of me? Are you fucking insane or something? Are you like fucking out of your gourd or something? Are you on drugs? Don't you know you can go to jail for rape? You can be arrested and go to honest-to-God jail. And a nice boy like you with so much ahead of you, so much ahead of you. In fact, quite a lot ahead of you. Put your pants back on.
Yes, sir.
Go curd your way or something. I'm sick of looking at your face.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't stopped him.
Probably orgasmed.
Yes, probably. Oh, I'm sure I look a mess. I'll just go shower and dye my hair and then come down and throw away the breakfast dishes.
Good. Tell Junior to warm the car up and don't forget to turn Grandpa.
Tune in next week for more fun and social comment with The Normal Family.
Eat all the Jell-O in your refrigerator. A man, a strange man. Mysterious man, a man named Carlos, a man from the Riviera, a man whom you've never met before in your entire life.